You are listening to a podcast from thelowell.org, Lowell's news on the web. Today, Olivia Pollack reads her column from the February 25th, 2011 issue of The Lowell. Let's take a listen.
While most teenagers devour vampire novels, I will gladly spend an entire evening paging through the entries in my Zagat San Francisco Bay Area Restaurants Guide. My Zagat Guide, an unassuming booklet, lacks a protagonist and plot, yet it contains 347 pages of savory excitement. The book is composed of alphabetical entries for many eateries in the San Francisco Bay Area. Each restaurant's name is followed by four numerical ratings, the food, decor, and service scores, followed by the average meal cost. The first three scores are compiled from Zagat's annual survey. I can't help but imagine undercover reviewers camouflaged in fake mustaches and trench coats, sort of like food writer Ruth Reichel, a reference you will understand if you are as food-obsessed as I am and have read her book Garlic and Sapphires. Zagat's scores range from 0 to 30, 0 to 9 being poor to fair, and 26 to 30 being extraordinary to perfection. The beauty of these scores is the standardization they bring to restaurant assessment. While I leave the Friday night movie selection to my friends, I am usually commissioned to choose the restaurant. No problem, I'll consult my Bible, I respond eagerly, turning to the numbers that streamline the process of choosing an eatery in this chef-run town. Scoring food may seem sacrilegious. Isn't food, like art, subjective? Can you compare a Thai restaurant's Pad See Ew to an Italian restaurant's Pizza Fungi? Although the ratings do not always compare apples to apples, my Zagat guide provides a good point of reference. I can compare a restaurant I went to last night, which received, let's say, a food rating of 21, to another one I'm eyeing, which received a food score of 25. If I liked last night's grub, I will probably like the prospective restaurant's fare even better. But when the scores start to feel too mathematical for something as artistic and sensory as food, I scour the vivaciously worded descriptions of the restaurants in my Zagat guide. These anecdotes are chock-full of exuberant excerpts from readers' reviews. Quote, with a fab cornmeal crust and copious toppings, the perfectly pitched pies at these hipster joints provide a deep-dish slice of Chicago. Each description is dotted with punchy verbs. Quote, foreign cinema in the Mission oozes theatrical ambiance. What really makes my mouth water in this foodie day and age is the growing opportunity to interact with my dinner, without being chastised for bad manners. In addition to my trusty Zagat guide, websites like Yelp and EaterSF allow every person to share opinions about a restaurant. Now restaurants are being assessed daily by their hungry patrons. I am also obsessed with Check Please Bay Area, a show on KQED where normal Bay Area residents review restaurants, from the service to the creme brulee. I tried to apply to be on the show, but alas, you have to be at least 21. I sent a letter to the show last week asking if they would consider doing a special teen episode. While my handy-dandy Zagat guide has just about everything, it lacks photographs. Fortunately, I can supplement this visual deficiency with images on websites like Yelp and iPhone apps like Food Spotting. Reviews and menus have become so accessible that after scrutinizing a restaurant's website, I have decided what to order before I even arrive. On the other hand, such an abundance of food information can be a bombardment. Every once in a while, I wander into some hole-in-the-wall eatery to be surprised. This approach, however, can backfire. Only after eating half a morcilla in Spain did I learn that it was a blood sausage. The Spanish delicacy instantly plummeted from palatable to intolerable. Luckily, my faithful Zagat provides just enough information without revealing too many details. Will a restaurant live up to its impressive food rating of 29? I wonder what they mean when they describe the food as, quote, comforting and brilliant at the same time. Zagat leads my friends and I on savory adventures while leaving room for our imagination.